sense that we have bucked that trend and really have stayed flat for the most part. Urbana averaged 2% annual growth in donors over that period. Chicago averaged 0.8%, and Springfield experienced actually a decline of 2.2% during that that period. Moving on to page number 6, this is annual giving vital statistics, and that is participation and average giving among degree holders. And the reason this is important is that when you look at the ratings that are made of universities, especially such things as U.S. News and World Report, one of the areas where they get these some of the information, some of the indicators for rating institutions, is based on an annual survey of all higher education institutions called the Voluntary Supportive Education Report. And that's really a report dealing with cash flow. In other words, this is things that you can pick up on the 1099s. Anyway, as far as annual giving, participation rate is calculated annually as the number of graduate donors in a fiscal year divided by the number of living addressable graduates at a fixed point each fall. Urbana-Champaign's graduate participation rate in 2011 was nearly 11%. Chicago's was about 5%, and Springfield was just above 7%. And these percentages have really remained stable over these past several years. Average annual giving per graduate was nearly $400 at Urbana-Champaign, $250 for UIC, and $175 for Springfield. And average annual giving per graduate has increased slightly in recent years, even as the number of graduate donors has held steady. So our participation rate has really held steady, but actually the growth in dollars, people are giving more money, which is a good thing. Obviously, you'd like to increase participation rate and significantly increase income. We have been increasing income, and we're going to try to deal with the other item as well. As far as our endowment is concerned, on page 7, you see kind of two graphs, or a table and a graph. With investment returns exceeding 20% and gift flow of over $68 million, the active endowment increased by 24% in FY 2011, rebounding past the $1.6 billion mark after a sharp decline in FY 07 through 09, which we all recognize that period. Investment volatility led to slow growth in the first three quarters of FY 2012. New gift flow to the endowment has been steady in recent years at 60 to 70 million a year, while investment returns have fluctuated from a negative of 22% in 09 to a positive growth of 21% in FY 2011. About one quarter of the endowment provides income for scholarships and student support. 1/6 supports professorships, chairs, and faculty support. And in total, 83% of the endowment is restricted by donors for various academic research and service purposes. The remaining endowment, 15%, provides a stream of unrestricted dollars to the units, the deans, the directors, the department heads, and less than 2% of the endowment is unrestricted by donors for general institutional use. On the final page of this particular report, we tried to indicate some funding and show you what ROI looks like as it relates to our development efforts. Net ROI is per dollar is calculated as gifts minus costs divided by costs. So fundraising costs include campus unit and UIF funding expenses minus UIF overhead costs. From FY 07 to 2011, the university and foundation together spent about $30 million a year on fundraising programs, raising roughly $250 million a year or more in private gift commitments for a cumulative net ROI of $8. Cumulatively, Chicago costs, including transfers from the foundation and also allocations from the foundation, represented 10 cents per new business dollar in the last 5 years for a net ROI of $9. Urbana-Champaign spent